Roiste agus trócra agus siacóin a dhiar ar nathar.
A St. Patrick's Day service conducted in Irish. This has become a tradition at St. George's in Belfast, and it was a first for the Reverend Nigel Beeler.
I was very glad to do, as I have a love for Irish, although I may not be expert, but I have a love for the language over the years that I learned from my childhood.
And why do you think the Church of Ireland holds services in Irish? Do you think it's important? Do you think it makes it more poignant?
Well, I think it's we would see ourselves as the Church of Ireland, in not the only church, of course, but someone that has roots in Ireland that goes back to the earliest times, and Irish is the language of the Irish, and so we should be able to celebrate communion and services in Irish as well. And it was lovely to have quite a few of my parishioners here who've travelled from St. Patrick's Jordanstown.
And his parishioners seemed impressed.
I didn't understand it all. In fact, I only understood a little bit of it, but it was very, very interesting.
I found it very good to celebrate St. Patrick's Day in this church. As a Presbyterian, I really enjoyed coming here and listening to the service in Irish.
The Church of Ireland conducts services in Irish across the island on St. Patrick's Day. Reverend Beeler admits he needed a little help from his mother, who took part in the service.
A rabbi ar shiadlish, bi agihe. Dive, is Misha Hazel Baylor. Hello, my name is Hazel Baylor.
What did you make of the service today?
I thought it was very prayerful and sincere, and it was so kind of people who knew the person conducting the service. They came to support him, and he appreciated that greatly. It's lovely to think that our language, our national language, is being kept and maintained and used, and we could all do a bit better on that score, I suppose, but people are trying, and that's good.
And on the issue of the Irish language, Reverend Beeler says it is a language for everyone.
The Irish language should never be politicised, because it is for everyone. I think that's what I would say. It's for everyone, and it should be seen as that. We have parishioners in our church who have gone to Irish classes, interestingly enough, in Monkstown, which is very much a loyalist Protestant area, where there are Irish classes, and I think that's great. I think Irish should be something cultural, and something that of the island, of the land, rather than anything political. I think it belongs to everybody. And Scots Gaelic and Irish have exactly the same roots. So folks in Ulster shouldn't be afraid of it. It's their common heritage, and they've just as much, from whatever background they come from, to learn or even to speak as anyone else.
Agaspigi devor mahu fein eri, tri creative, cri mar en labugish.